All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. Thanks for listening. And thanks for being the most important part of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke. Robert DeCose is in master control. And we are ready to go with another super show for you today. Debbie Waitkus will be here joining us from her home in Phoenix. Debbie does it all. She is a golfer, a golf consultant, promoter, author, entrepreneur, a speaker, and president, founder, and owner of Golf for a Cause. Want to turn golf into gold? That's what she does best, and Debbie Waitkus will be here today to tell you how you can do just that here on Tee to Green. Then later in the show, one of the most honored PGA golf professionals in the country will be joining us, Adam Reeland from Bida Wee Golf Course in Portsmouth, Virginia. Adam is the recipient of the 2025 Patriot Award from the PGA of America for his work with our service men and women and our veterans. He was also named the Mid-Atlantic Golf Professional of the Year recently, and he will bring you his story today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217. And you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app. Tee to Green also stream live every Sunday at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Debbie Waitkus next here on Tee to Green.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, members earn points on eligible purchases. Plus, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at johndeere.com.
Golfers, listen, because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. That language, of course, is golf. Great to be back with you. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, our producer in master control. Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is with us today, and we got a really good show for you planned on schedule as usual. First off, want to say hi to Debbie O'Connell again. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hi, Jay. I am fantastic. I'm in Florida, and the weather's been gorgeous. I played golf this past week on one of the most beautiful golf courses that I've ever had the opportunity to play. It's Sailfish Point in Stewart, right on the ocean, the Intercoastal. Absolutely gorgeous place. Private country club, and was in top-notch conditions. Fast greens that rolled true. It was a great experience. So I'm feeling really, really joyful.
How'd you play?
You know, day one, it was a two-day member guest, and day one really came out playing well, made putts galore. Day two was a little bit different story, which happens sometimes in golf, doesn't it? You know, I stayed positive, and I kept getting myself focused, and, you know, would feel good over shots, and this sometimes didn't pull them off as well the second day. But our team came in second, so won a little prize, which is always fun, right?
All right. Well, good deal for you. Yeah, you upheld Tee to Green and represented us very well. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Hey, on the show today, later in the hour, Adam Reeland is going to be here. Adam's got to build, I think, a new house because of all the awards he's won recently over the past year or so. He was the Middle Atlantic Section PGA Golf Professional of the Year. And the biggie he won was the 2025 Patriot Award presented by the PGA of America. That was given to him during the PGA Merchandise Show down there in Orlando back in January. And he's going to come on and tell us a little bit about his story and why he was able to win those awards and why he does what he does. That'll be later in the hour. But our first guest is standing by and ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. I am surrounded by Debbies today. Debbie Wakis knows no boundaries. She knows no boundaries when it comes to the game of golf. President and founder of Golf for a Cause. She's passionate about helping others turn golf into gold by enriching lives through the game, both personally and professionally. She is a golfer, a consultant, a promoter, an author, entrepreneur, speaker, president, founder, and owner of Golf for a Cause, and she is joining us right now here on Tee to Green. Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning. And good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Debbie. I am always excited when I have the opportunity to chat with you, and I'll be seeing you soon, and we'll talk about what's coming up this on your second segment. But for now, let's talk about how you first got into golf, because you didn't grow up playing golf. You started your professional life as a mortgage banker. And what drew you into the golf world?
Well, actually, and I think we talk about this a lot for those of us who are involved in encouraging others to get into the game, it's all about the invitation. And I worked with someone who basically said, hey, Deb, let's go play. My uncle got me a set of clubs, and you're just going to love this. We need to do this. And I was pregnant. It was summer here in Phoenix, Arizona. And for those of you who don't know, I have an artificial knee that I've had since I was 25 years old. And so sports, being an athlete, sports was something that was really frustrating for me at that time because it had been taken off the table. I no longer ran or did anything like that. So I was intrigued enough, even though I had these perceived obstacles, and just said yes. And so really, I kind of got thrown out there with coworkers. And it all started there. But again, it was all about the invitation. And she told me I would just love it, and I did. And it's had a ball. I think it was the closest that I could get back to, even if I played in a scramble, like some sort of a team competition, a team event or something like that. And it just sort of grew from there.
And when did you first discover that there was potential for business with golf? Did you have an aha moment when you realized, wow, this could be the golden key to building stronger business relationships?
Well, I don't know that I had that huge aha moment, like you're saying, Deb. The people that I played with that first time were all coworkers. They were actually my direct reports. And what I noticed immediately was that our level of communication and engagement changed. I was no longer Debbie behind the desk in the business suit. I was Debbie, this human being who they'd see my, the good, the bad, and the ugly, if you will, and the humanness. And that happened immediately. So maybe that is an aha moment. I want to say most of the people in the company learned, or many of the people in the company learned that I was in now kind of learning to play golf. They all became my mentors. In fact, the CEO of the company stopped me in the hallway one day, and we were working on a project with POS systems and credit card transactions, and he just stopped me, and he's like, Deb, got to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't have a notepad with me, so now I'm, you know, out of my element. And he's like, no. It's not about credit card transactions. It's about the grip. So you need to do your hands like this. And I'm thinking to myself, holy cow. There's something to this. It was more of the internal sales, if you will, the internal marketing and the relationship development. So, and I was not in banking and real estate at that point. And when I made the switch over there, it really opened the door big time, because especially here in the Phoenix market, that's such an accepted venue for conducting business, that as long as I could handle myself in the environment, regardless of how well I played, I was remembered. And the deals came, and I was propelled through the ranks where I worked. So I owe a lot of that to this sport.
Yeah, Debbie Waitke is with us, Golf for a Cause. Debbie, the fact that you came to golf sort of as an outsider without any preconceived ideas, was maybe that a plus for you, a little bit of an advantage?
Oh, huge, because I had zero expectations. I did not know that I needed to do certain things. I didn't know how I was supposed to hold something, how I was supposed to look. In fact, because I learned when I was pregnant, I had, unbeknownst to me, a very wide stance. That after my daughter was born, I had someone say to me, you know, Dad, you don't have to hold your legs so wide. I didn't know I was holding my legs so wide. But I think it was totally an advantage. Totally. There was no pressure. Anything that happened was going to be great, because I didn't know any differently.
Debbie, you have a motto, turn golf into gold, because you've created an entire business around helping to support people in using golf for business, and especially women to get into the game and learn the game. Can you share an example of one of your clients or a couple who somehow successfully leveraged golf to open doors in their professional life?
Oh, absolutely. There's a woman by the name of Maureen Karabasis who had made a career transition from banking into title, working for a title company. And she came to a workshop that I delivered and afterwards pulled me aside and said, you know, I would like people to call me about title questions and not about banking questions. And I have this idea of putting a golf league together and branding myself through golf. Would you think that would be a good idea? And I said, of course, I said, I think it's a fabulous idea. And then it was, okay, so next, now what do I do? And so worked with her to put the league together, which actually was going to be a 10-week session in the summer because we're crazy people here in Arizona. People who showed up on the blacktop at Biltmore Golf Club. And it lasted the 10 weeks, and toward the end they said, well, what are we doing this fall? We need fall ball. And we thought they're awfully presumptuous. And it lasted for 15 years, that league. So, and she reaped this benefit, definitely. People definitely knew that she was a title gal versus a banking gal.
From her home and her headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona, we're talking to Debbie Waitkus today on Tee to Green, the president, founder, and owner of Golf for a Cause, and a lot of different things regarding golf. We're going to do a couple of segments with Debbie. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, and we'll continue with Debbie Waitkus today here on Tee to Green. Stay with us. Be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
It's news, it's interviews, and lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCos is in master control, and our guest is Debbie Wakis. Debbie is out of Phoenix, Arizona. She is a golfer. She is a golf consultant. She is an author. Her book is called Get Your Golf On. Proceeds from that go to the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund. She is also a speaker and president, founder, and owner of Golf for a Cause, golf consulting services for your business goals. And she also sent us a little bit of a song that we can play for you right now. Hopefully we can play it.
With courage, grace, and heart so cold, they knew their worth, they played their part, making history with every start, with every swing, with every drive. They kept the dream of women alive.
Pretty nice.
Well, what an incredible song about the LPGA's 13 trailblazing women who got this organization started. They had such courage, and they did. With every swing, they were making history, and they were setting up golf for women going forward. And look at the LPGA today, which then 9 years after the original founding in 1950, started the teaching division, and which expanded it even more and have more professional women in the game, and then obviously so many more amateurs playing the game because they had the courage to go out there and say, hey, we're golfers and we deserve to play on these golf courses, and created this professional tour. So Debbie, what inspires you the most about their legacy, and how do you see it influencing today's generation of golfers as well?
Well, I think, first off, thank you for playing the clip of the song. It was a very heartfelt experience that we did putting that together. I think, you know, in my own personal experience with being an athlete and growing up in the 60s and 70s, it was hard with respect to being a woman or being a girl playing sports. It was atypical. It was unusual. And, you know, if I accomplished something, it was amazing. And I think that we just didn't have those opportunities. And we were treated differently. And then coming to have the incredible opportunity to meet the founders and work with Marilyn Smith for so many years, and the tenacity and the perseverance, it just accentuated that same, we've all been told no, right? And sometimes when you're told no, you walk around and say, well, I'm going to show them. I can do this. And we, you know, we take no prisoners, and we don't ask permission. We ask for forgiveness afterwards. But I think it's that whole spirit within us, regardless of what our circumstances are, where we are on the outside, right? And want to create our own destiny, or are naive enough to think that we can do it. And that entrepreneurial spirit is so alive today, which is also non-traditional when you look at years ago how you worked for one corporation forever. So I think that they capture that. And the opportunity for women to play golf, as well as for golf to have a place for women, which is different for having a place for men. It's a different product. It's a different way to approach that customer. So I think I'm probably got a little bit off tangent of what you had asked me, but I think that their spirit is so important with how we approach life. And the lessons from their trials and tribulations are evergreen. They are relevant to us in our lives today, whether it's in our personal lives, whether it's charitable work, whether it's in a business. The skill sets that they leverage, and look at, not all of them got along, right? And I want you to think about your work environment. Do you get along with absolutely everybody and see eye to eye with everybody? No, but it takes a village, and we all come together for a common goal. And, Debbie, when you were talking about 1959, here was Shirley Spork, who was one of the founders, who was really the leader in all of this. And she didn't play very often because she did the tour seasonally, and she was not one of the big winners. And if you remember, in 1950, when they started, the total prize fund for all 13 events that they held was $50,000. And Bates and Harrius took the majority of that, of course. But there wasn't a lot of money for the rest of the women. So they had to look to see how could they make a living through this sport that they were loving, right? And they signed on with golf manufacturers representing clubs, as far as golf clubs, and hawking them around the country and getting a little bit of money for commissions on sales. And then Shirley felt that, and she was so adamant about this and such a good head on her shoulders. She graduated from Eastern Michigan University with a degree in physical education. So she knew that sports for women and activity was important. And she thought, well, look, if we could teach other women to play, not only would we have a career teaching, but maybe we'd have some other women who we could compete against. And therefore, things got off the ground. I think Marilyn was president in 1959 when that passed by one vote, starting that teaching division. But these women, they were business-minded women in a time when that wasn't thought that was even possible for women to have a brain like that, other than being homemakers and raising babies and whatnot. So just their sense of accomplishment is something that I hold dearly and am inspired by that every day, every day.
And you became very close with Marilyn Smith and then created this foundation in her name and a pro-am to raise money. Explain the pearls and where the scholarship money goes to, because this event is coming up. So share a little bit about this particular event. And by the way, the players playing and supporting this event happen to include the Amakapani sisters, Pat Bradley, Pat Hurst, Jackie Gallagher Smith, Lita Lindley, who we've had on this show, Michelle McGann. Anyone who's a golfer knows these names, you know, Susie Redman, Barb Mocksmith, like great former tour players who now play some on the Legends Tour, but also come out to support this event, this pro-am, because it's followed up also by a professional event. Amazing job, Debbie, with this. Explain about the pearls, because that is so incredibly meaningful.
Sure. Thank you for asking, Deb. The pearls are actually the Marilyn Smith Scholarship recipients. And during COVID, we started to Zoom, we started to gather them and create a sisterhood, a community of girls who are recipients. Because, you know, look at in today's world, it's all about social impact, and we needed to be able to tell the world what these girls are doing and the impact that they've made, because we don't have Marilyn around anymore for everyone to say yes to. No one could say no to her when she would ask for money. So we gathered these girls, and they named themselves Marilyn's Pearls. And for those who don't know, Marilyn was, she always wore pearls because you had to dress to promote a tour, right? At any rate, these girls, they receive scholarships. They are all around the country. They are rock stars. They are our future leaders. They have been involved in community service all through high school and growing up. They are athletes in golf, and they are academically strong. And we award 25 scholarships a year to girls, and they are the lifeblood. They are our future. And we're just so proud of them. And some of them are in golf. Caroline Inglis, who's on tour, is actually a Marilyn Smith Scholarship recipient. And then we have others who are just strong in business in various aspects. Some are in the teaching division of the LPGA. Most of them, Marilyn's vision wasn't that they should go on and be tour players, but that they would be able to leverage golf as a leg up and have a great foundation and a start. And that's exactly what's happened. And with our foundation, we've been able to provide coaching and business training and various workshops for them. And even Sandra Gall, the LPGA Tour player, provides head coaching for them. It's really quite lovely.
All right, Debbie, we're running out of time, but if people want more information on Golf for a Cause or on the National Women's Golf Alliance, what's the best way they can get that information?
I would like go to golfitforward.org, Golf It Forward, and you can find all kinds of information about the founders, about the Pearls, about the Pro-Am, about the senior event that Deb is talking about.
All right.
That's our future, golfitforward.org.
Super. Debbie Waitkus with us today on Tee to Green. Debbie, we'll get you back and talk some more about all these great stories.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. We do appreciate you joining us every Sunday for the show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and our next guest is the PGA of America golf professional. He's also the Middle Atlantic PGA section member and director of golf at Bidawee Golf Course in Portsmouth, Virginia. Adam Reeland, the 2025 Patriot Award recipient from the PGA of America, is also the son of a U.S. Navy veteran and the grandson of two veterans, and we're happy to welcome him to Tee to Green today. Adam, welcome to the show, and congratulations on doing such a great job and being honored by the PGA of America. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, let's start. When I talked to you the other day about this, and I had to ask you, Bidawee Golf Course in Portsmouth, Virginia. Tell us about Bidawee and what the unusual name for the golf course.
Okay, so Bidawee was founded by Chandler Harper, who was a 1950 PGA champion. And he leased the land from the city for a dollar and built a private club. And he had Fred Finley design it. He also designed courses like Keswick Hall and Farmington, a very well-known golf facility there in the Mid-Atlantic. And Fred was Scottish origins, and his mother used to say, "You better buy the weed," which means you better, you know, stay close to home, stay well. So that's the name that Fred told Chandler. That's what they named it, Buy the Weed.
So you couldn't get more golf than that, really, when you think about it, and the name.
Not really. I think there's a hotel or a motel on the Monterey Peninsula called the Bidawee Motel as well. But yeah, it's a pretty interesting story, and it's a fun thing to let people know when they come visit Bidawee.
You were named by the PGA of America as a PGA Golf Pro, winner of the 2025 Patriot Award. The award personifies patriotism through the game of golf and demonstrates unwavering commitment to the men and women who have served and protected the United States of America. Was this always kind of a big thing in what you were doing there at Bidawee, or is this something you just kind of worked your way into?
Well, before I've been here this July 11 years. Before this, I was in the Carolina section in Easley, South Carolina, and I was a member growing up in Wilmington, North Carolina. And the Carolina section was big with Folds of Honor, just like the Mid-Atlantic was. And I was always a strong supporter of that and the military. And then a few years back, I got introduced to PGA Hope. And where Bidawee is located, we're located next to the largest naval base in the world, and or in the same region. And there's tons of bases here, whether it's Langley, Oceana, Norfolk Naval. It just seemed to be a perfect fit. And anytime I used to be in the private world, now I'm in the public world, I wanted, you still want to have some community outreach. And what better way to introduce the game to the community, which is overwhelmingly a military population, than PGA Hope? So I went to a training in Richmond. Brian Oliver out of the Carolina section came up, and within minutes, I knew this was perfect, and I wanted to be a part of it. And driving home that day, I was super excited, and it just kind of took off from there.
It sure did take off, Adam. This is Debbie. You've seen nearly 300 graduates in the PGA Hope program at Bidawee. Can you share a transformational story that you've experienced with one of the participants of this just incredible program from the PGA?
Oh, gosh, there's quite a few. And you know, when you talk about a program, it's hard to, you know, there's a lot of programs that come and go that are great. They sound great when you start, and they just don't kind of take off. PGA Junior League is one of the greatest things the PGA America's ever done, and PGA Hope, I think, is maybe even better. But the two programs together are two of the best things I've ever been involved with. PGA Hope participants. So there was a young man who was active duty still at the time when I met him here at Bidewee on the driving range. And he'd come patronize the facility every so often. I'd see him, and we talked. And I just knew he was in the Navy, didn't know what he did. Hadn't seen him in 2 years. I just got back from the training. I was getting ready to start the PGA Hope program, the first one here at Bidewee. And I saw him on the driving range. And I was done with the lesson. I just went to go pick up some baskets on the range. And I'm going to go. I stopped by and I'm like, hey, Sean, how you doing? I haven't seen you well. What's going on? And he just kind of opened up and told me he was doing some things, was into golf. He had a hard time what he was going through, transitioning out of the Navy. And he had some things that happened to him while he was in Afghanistan. And I told him about PGA Hope. And I said, it's coming up. I'm like, why don't you come? You know, he actually got hurt trying to train, doing some long drive stuff. And then he was at his house. Long story short, he was back at home. He was injured. He couldn't get out of the house. He was struggling. Not going into too much detail there. He showed up. And that very first session, I actually saw him off to the side helping a couple other veterans, or one active duty that he knows. And he was talking to him about the VA and, okay, this is what you need to do. Like, it gave him some purpose. You know, these other vets and active duty that were there, he out of what they're going through at the moment, and it just sparked. You could see it in his eye. He was super happy to be there. And this happens at all the trainings. It's not a sales pitch to new PGA Hope or start this program, but it's unbelievable to see these veterans in active duty, the bond that they have, and that everything from the language, terminology, there's a huge connection. And golf does that, but it's not really about the golf, even though golf is what's bringing them together. So when Sean was helping those, he came up to me afterwards before I could even talk to him. He's like, this is incredible. I want to help. So we did this. A couple more sessions went by, and then I Brandy Kane with the PGA of America sent out something about the ambassador program, and I didn't even know what it was at the moment, and I just knew that I wanted Sean to be there with me every step of the way, and I nominated Sean Bowman to be our Mid-Atlantic PGA ambassador, and he was selected, and it just took off, and what it's done for him has been incredible, just like it is for a lot of the other ambassadors across the country that we've met. But seeing that transformation, and then I could go on and on for hours about other people that have that are either playing golf every weekend, they're playing with, they're, you know, after the first couple of weeks, you're starting to see a group of 4, 8, or 12 show up and, by the way, playing golf together, and they didn't even know each other 2-3 weeks before that. And, you know, I can get into that later, but the community aspect of it, when Don Ray, the PGA of America president, talks about this program saving lives, it really does, but what it, there's a lot of things that you don't see, and mental health and physical health. A lot of times you get out of the military, you don't have to have a disability or a mental a PTSD or anything like that. You're being told what to do, when to do it, how to do it every day of your life while you're in the military, and it's great. But when you get out, you're kind of left alone. And the military has done great things since to help these people transition, but it's awful hard. So being around other people in an atmosphere that's relaxing and enjoyable, it's. I don't think anybody can put into words how what the impact does for those people. I hope that makes sense.
PGA HOPE stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. It's the flagship military program of the PGA of America Reach Foundation. And our guest, Adam Reeland, is the PGA HOPE Tidewater Chapter Lead Instructor in the Middle Atlantic PGA Section. He is also the Middle Atlantic Player Development Committee Co-Chair, PGA HOPE Committee Chairman. He created PGA HOPE Pro-Am as a fundraiser at the Bidowee Golf Course and a weekly social on-course golf experience for veterans, which I love this. It's called 1730, which if you've been in the military, you know that's military time for 5:30 p.m. He's also created Veterans Night in Chesapeake, Virginia. And as Debbie mentioned and as he's mentioned, the PGA HOPE program at Bidowee has seen nearly 300 graduates come through. Adam, do you reach out? How do you get the word out to our servicemen and women about your programs, or are they well known enough now that they come to you? What's the interaction there like?
So it's kind of crazy how big this program has gotten, and there's still so many active duty and veterans that don't know about it. So there's always a push to get the word out. In the beginning, we were trying to get veterans get the word out to them. Now, the VA a couple years ago sent a letter out letting their database know that there's this program, and literally overnight, all the sections of the PGA of America across the country received unbelievable amount of phone calls and emails asking about the program. From that point on, it's been a challenge. We need more pros to get involved. And I will say a lot of them have stepped up and answered the call. But right now, there's a waiting list at a tremendous amount of facilities across the country. And a waiting list is a good thing, but a waiting list is great because it means you're doing something right, but we want to be able to serve all of those people as soon as possible. So right now we don't have to advertise it much. It's out there, and word of mouth from the veterans that go through it and the active duty, it's just like anything, word of mouth can be the best for advertising there is. But I think right now it's basically word of mouth is the most effective, because there's a lot of fun that happens, and we do 6-week sessions here, and we start the week after the Masters here on a Wednesday night, and we're starting on Saturday morning the week after the Masters. And those 2 6-week sessions this spring will be the most fun I'll have all spring, and then we do it again in the fall. And I wish we could do even more. It's truly inspirational.
Well, Adam, and speaking of the waiting list, one of the things you will also do is help train PGA and LPGA professionals to run and participate in PGA HOPE programs. How do you encourage and prepare them to create that welcoming environment for veterans and be able to do that comfortably at their own courses when someone may be suffering on the emotional side and not real comfortable around people, but welcome, still creating that welcoming atmosphere and let them know, hey, this is a safe place for you?
So, no, that's a great question. I personally do not train the pros that are going through the program. The PGA of America has a national training group in our section, who's also on the national committee with me, is J.P. Lawn out of Maryland. There's Judy Alvarez, Brian Oliver. There's so many incredible national trainers. I did call JP and I said, how many people do we need to have a training in our area? And he said, give me this number of people, the PGA will send me down there and we can do it. JP and Brian Oliver, I can speak to you directly because I've been involved or I've sat in and witnessed their trainings. They're incredible. JP came here to Virginia Beach area at Bayville Golf Club last year. And they do everything from terminology, what to say, what not to say, whether you're dealing with disabilities, mental health, or just everything's fine. They just want some community and they want to get into golf. So my role is, I'm not the trainer. I'm bringing those people in to help train other pros and encourage other pros to get involved because it's so important. And it, if you ever want to make an impact, it's a tremendous way to make an impact. So I'm not the one that actually trains yet. Maybe that's a role for me later on in my career, and I'd be happy to do it. But when it comes to the atmosphere of the day, myself and Amy Weitzinger spoke at this at the and Brian Jones spoke at this at Congressional Country Club this past October for the National Health and Wellness Week at Congressional, and we talked to the executive directors around the country. And the goal is to create an environment where people want to be there and exceed expectations. So that's something I've always kind of lived by.
Adam Reeland is our guest. Adam, we're running out of time here. Adam is a member and director of golf at Bida Wee Golf Course in Portsmouth, Virginia, winner of the 2025 Patriot Award from the PGA of America. Adam, keep up the good work, and we'll get you back sometime to talk more about what you're doing there in Portsmouth, Virginia. Adam Reeland.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell. And boy, this is one of those days, Debbie, when you wish we had a two-hour show with the two great guests we just sat on. Wow.
I agree. They both offer so much information and insights. It's so fun for our listeners to hear the different aspects of this incredible game of golf.
Yeah, two major developments in golf this week. Neither good news. Tiger Woods, another serious health setback. Ruptured Achilles on his left foot. Surgery on Tuesday, out indefinitely. And the other bit of bad news, we lost one of the best friends to sports, especially golf, and this show ever had, with the passing of John Feinstein this week. Sports writer, author, broadcaster, super talented man, 69 years old, and we will miss John Feinstein. Rest in peace, my friend. Final round of the Players' Championship today on NBC from TPC Sawgrass. That should be fun. Check it out if you can. And